Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Psachim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. There is a halacha that as long as a certain type of peiros around the field, then it's okay to keep it in the house. Once, however, it's not available for the animals on the field, you have to take it out of your house. You have to do beer. Really, there's a machloikis what beer is, but we're going to learn according to those Rishonim that say beer means you have to take it out of your house. And that's learned from the pasuk. The Torah says that the peiros of Shemitah are for you, it's for your animals, your behemoths, your chayas. If they're available for the behemoths and the chayas on the field, then you can keep it stored in your house. Once it's no longer available for the behemoths and chayas on the field, then you have to take it out. That's what we're calling beer over here. Now, where can we run into complications? Well, what if someone is coming from a place where it's already finished on the field? I'm bringing tomatoes from a place where there are no more tomatoes on the field, and I'm taking them to a place where it's not finished, where there still are tomatoes. So can I eat these tomatoes? Because right now I'm in a place where it's not finished. What if it's the other way around? What if I'm coming from a place where there still are tomatoes in the field, but I'm bringing these tomatoes to a new place where there are no more tomatoes in the field? Can I say, well, I'm coming from a place where there's still tomatoes in the field? No. In both cases, we say chayiv levoyer. He has to do beer. You have to make it hefker. Just like we said in regard to working Erev Pesach until Chatzais. If you're coming from a place where they don't work, or you're going to a place where they don't work. Chumri makam sheyatzeh misham and chumri makam shehalach lasham. You cannot work. Same is true for the peiros Shemitah. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Kayotzeh bei in a similar vein, just like we learned in regard to not working on Erev Pesach, if you're going from one place to another, here's a similar shaila. Hamoylech peiros Shviyah, someone is bringing peiros Shemitah, let's say tomatoes, mimakayim, from a place shekola, where the tomatoes are finished. If he stayed back home, there's no shaila, he has to take all the tomatoes out of his house. He has to do beer on tomatoes. But now he's bringing these tomatoes, limakayim, to a place, shaloi chalu, where it didn't finish yet, where there are still plenty of tomatoes out in the fields. So he would like to say, oh, I came to a new place. Over here there's tomatoes. I can keep my tomatoes in my house. Oh, or what if it's the other way around? Mimakayim, he's coming from a place, shaloi chalu, still plenty of tomatoes. But he's bringing these tomatoes, limakayim, to a place, shakolu, where the tomatoes are finished on the field. So he says, oh, but I'm coming from a place where there are still tomatoes. I don't have a problem. In both cases, chayiv levoer. Just like in regard to Pesach, we say whether you're coming from a place where they can't work or you're going to a place where they don't work. You don't work here too. If you're either coming from a place where there are no tomatoes, you're going to a place where there are no tomatoes, you have to do beer on your tomatoes. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Yehuda, Imre Rabbi Yehuda says, Imre Mloy, we say to him, Tzei v'havi lach af ata, go and bring for yourself. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says, go and bring for yourself? Well, if you want, you can take out a Gemara, and you're going to see many, many different pshatim as to what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what he's referring to, and what the machloikas is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. But we're going to learn, according to the pshat, that the Batanura brings. The machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama is in a case where a person pickled three different types of vegetables. Let's say in vinegar and fish sauce. Let's say he put in tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. Now, two of them are no longer available for the chaya on the field. Let's say the tomatoes and the cucumbers. No more. Can't find any on the field. But onions, there's plenty of onions. But I have one big mishmash over here of tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. The Tanakama has a very big kula, according to this pshat. It's actually the pshat of Rav Ashi in the Gemara. The Tanakama says, look, not only can you eat the onions, you can eat the tomatoes and the cucumbers. But what do you mean? I have to take the tomatoes and the cucumbers out and make them hefker. That's if you had tomatoes and cucumbers separate. So of course, there's no more tomatoes in the field. There's no more cucumbers on the field. You have to take it out. But here that it's all mixed together, and the onions are still okay, you can eat everything. Azoy hal tanakama, and this is how we work it in to the words of the Tanakama. I understand if you would be bringing, let's say, tomatoes or cucumbers, may makam shaloi kalu, from a place where it's not finished yet, and you come l'makam shakalu, to a place where there are no longer any tomatoes or cucumbers on the fields. So you have to be mevayret, no question. But that's because I'm holding a tomato and there no longer any tomatoes. I'm holding a cucumber and there no longer any cucumbers. But a place where it's all mixed together, it's not that I'm holding a tomato or a cucumber. I'm holding one big mixture and it also has onions. And the onions are still available. That's not a problem. You can eat everything based on the onions. If it's all pickled together and the onions are good, you can eat the tomatoes and cucumbers as well. Come to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, only we say to him, Tseva havi lachavata. You want to eat tomatoes and cucumbers? Go find me tomatoes and cucumbers. And if you can't find any tomatoes and cucumbers, you can't eat them. It doesn't help me that it's mixed together with the onions. Now, you can eat the onions. We're not going to worry that, okay, it has the taste of the tomatoes and cucumbers. Because we're going to say, it's only tomatoes or cucumbers that we can't find. But to go say we can eat the tomatoes and the cucumbers just because it's mixed together with onions and you have onions, that, says Rabbi Yehuda, we're not going to say. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. If someone moves peiros during the Shemitah year from a place where there's no more, it's mimakam shakalu, it's finished. But he's bringing, let's say, these tomatoes from a place where there are no tomatoes to a place where it's not finished. There still are tomatoes. Or the other way around. He's coming from a place where they're not finished yet to a place where they are finished. In both instances, you have to remove it. Because the Torah says, if there are no longer any specific mean, whatever the mean is, we're using the mashal of tomatoes, but it could be anything. But if there are no tomatoes in the field for the chayas, you have to take it out of your house, you have to do beer. We said there's a machlokes what beer is, but we're learning now that it means take it out of your house and make it hefker. That's true whether you're coming from such a place where there are no longer any tomatoes, or you're going to a place, or you brought them to a place where there are no longer any tomatoes. Just like we said in regard to working on Erev Pesach before Chatzais, whether you're coming from a place where they don't work, or you're going to a place where they don't work, you can't work. Then we had the words of Rabbi Yehuda who said, Tseva havi lach af ata. Literally, that means go out and bring it for yourself. So we said that there's a lot of shitas as to how to explain what Rabbi Yehuda says if you want to look in the Gemara. But we learned the way that Batanura learns. We're talking about a person who has a barrel filled with three marinated different things. And in our mashal, we said, let's say he has tomatoes, cucumbers, and onions. No more tomatoes and no more cucumbers on the field, but there are still plenty of onions. Tanakama says, oh, there's still plenty of onions? You can eat everything. And that's how we're learning pshat in the words of the Tanakama. If he's coming from a place where it didn't finish yet, and he's bringing the tomatoes to a place where it's completely finished, of course you have to do beer. But if you're not coming to a place where what you have is completely finished, because you have a mixture, and in this mixture there are onions, and the onions are still available, you don't have to do beer. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? You're going to eat the tomatoes and the cucumbers? Go bring me tomatoes and cucumbers. You can't bring me tomatoes and cucumbers? You can't eat it. You can't rely on the fact that it's mixed together with the onions.